It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers you an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of home. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for your first 24 hours of casino play, and you get plenty of options with DraftKings Casino, blackjack, roulette, table games. It's all there for you. What you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino and use promo code KSN, and you play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim. He's Greg. And we're going to take a look at the upcoming college football season, the hopefully upcoming college football season. So, Greg, let's start with this. The NCAA has said teams can now begin team activities in June. It's already June. And first of all, that doesn't mean every team is going to start football activities. They also need all of the permissions that they need for their locale here in Pennsylvania, here in Center County, here in State College for Penn State. Several teams, even within the Big Ten, have already announced they are going to begin those football activities. Two questions for you. What does football activities mean? And have we heard anything at all from Penn State about when they may be starting these football activities?
Yeah, so this is two good questions, Jim. You know, the first thing to know is that these are voluntary off-season activities at this point, unless they change something over the weekend and I missed it, which I'm pretty sure is not the case. So these are your things like player-led workouts. These are your things like guys getting together to learn more about Kirk Shiraka's offense or Brent Pry's defense or how Phil Troutwine wants to staff things. You know, they are very by nature, obviously they're, workouts and player meetings and things like that. And, I think that what you end up seeing is that there's a defined time limit on how much they can spend around the coaches and each other and the strength staff, et cetera. But, you know, not much at this point changes from what they've been doing since, March, really, because most of them are still virtual. Most of them are still online because, as you note, Penn State has not yet put together a plan for how they can get students and student athletes back to campus. So until that occasion happens, it's just not in the cards just yet. So we'll see. Time will tell. I would think Penn State will have a plan together soon. That would be my guess, Jim. And then they'll get the kids back. I would be very surprised if by, let's say, July 4th, that Penn State's not back on campus ready to go. That just feels like about the right kind of timeline to get a month or so out now, ready, be ready and preparing for a month or so and then get kids back to campus in some way, shape, or form by around July 4th. Just seems like about the right timeline. But we'll see. They haven't announced anything yet, so nowhere to go at the moment.
Well, Greg, here's what confuses me. We have other schools. I'll go specifically, the rival, Ohio State. Their team is going to start team activities in 1 week on June 8th. All right. Why isn't Penn State? What is the limiting factor? Who is it? I suspect James Franklin is not the person who's saying, no, we don't want to get started. So who is it? Who is it that has to say, yes, you could go ahead and start some of these team activities?
Yeah, I would imagine.
Is it the university? Is it State College?
I don't think State College or Center County have anything to do with it. In fact, the State College and Center County are in the grade phase of what's reopening plan probably doesn't hurt. But, Jim, this is a Penn State decision all the way, and I'm assuming Eric Barron, the university president, would have to sign off on bringing anybody back to campus or reopening the campus in any way. And, you know, I guess the question at this point is, do they need to bring all students back for in-person classes to have these workouts begin? Or can they just simply open the campus again and say, look, we're not doing in-person this, but, you know, this building, that building, some other buildings are going to be open, including the Lash building and the Morgan Academic Center and things like that. You know, would that change things? So I think that's the question that we don't have an answer to right now. We'll certainly work to get it and share it with the listeners as soon as we do. But yeah, at this point, my understanding would be that this was a Eric Barron decision. I'm sure James Franklin and Sandy Barber are eager to reach a point where everyone can get back to campus and get moving again, Jim, but we're not there quite yet, it seems. And no one really knows why, is saying why. And because of that, you know, we don't really have a lot in the way of specifics or updates at the moment. But yeah, my assumption would be that as soon as Eric Barron and the other university leaders give the sign off, Penn State could begin getting to a place where they're back on campus sooner rather than later.
Okay. And to be fair, it's, you know, as a Penn State fan, I look at some of the other schools that are allowing their team to get out for workouts, and that's what I compare Penn State against. In all fairness, there are a lot of other schools in the same boat who aren't coming back anytime soon or haven't listed a date they're coming back. So in an attempt to be fair, I will mention that also. Let's shift gears to the actual season. And oftentimes with this kind of thing, Greg, you get these smoke signals or things get leaked to the media who put out the information. It gives you an idea of where the powers that be are thinking. For a while, there was the, gee, don't look for any football in 2020. Then there was, well, we'll see a season in the spring. They'll move it to there. Then you started hearing the, well, there won't be a season unless there's fans in the stands. It keeps shifting. Right now, it seems to be that the momentum, when what we keep hearing is there is optimism that there will be a season. I believe the head of the Big Ten Conference was quoted as saying he had positive optimism that there would be football. But the tea leaves seem to be towards there will be a season, but limited capacity with the crowds. Am I reading that right? Is that where the momentum seems to be?
Yes, Jim, I think so. I think that is where we're at this point in time. So obviously, you know, when Penn State finally does bring kids back to campus, I can't imagine they're going to have completely packed lecture halls. And I think the same thing will apply to Beaver Stadium. And you know what? So be it. You know, obviously it's great to say that 107,000 people are in town and on, you know, campus and in the stadium and all that. But if you can only do it safely with 60,000 or 50,000 or 30,000 or 20,000, I just don't think it matters. I think that obviously there'll be some folks who are upset that they aren't among the, you know, the list of people that get to go into the stands, however they determine that. But to me, and I think you and most of the folks listening, whatever it takes to get a live college football season, I think anyone is willing to do. And, you know, I hate to use the word sacrifice, but, you know, sacrifice at this point, Jim. So I think that you just have to be happy and content with whatever rules and restrictions they put into place, as long as there's a season. And I'm with you. I'm probably more optimistic now, Jim, than I've been in weeks that we're actually going to get a season played. And the reason is, as we start to see things open back up in different states, some moving faster than others, you know, we have not seen a great spike in COVID-19 cases. Now, is it possible that that will change and that we will see a spike? Sure it is. And maybe that would reverse some of the positive feelings that we have at this point in time. But, you know, as long as those numbers keep looking good, they're going to bring kids back to campus. You know, they're going to open schools in the fall. And if you open schools and if you have school, you have kids on campus, then why can't you play football? I understand that there's not social distancing involved with a lot of the aspects of football, but, you know, figure out a way to do it safely and get the, you know, get the ball rolling towards a return of not just college football, but the NFL as well. So yeah, I know over the last few weeks, we've kind of had fleeting hope, but maybe nothing really to back it up, Jim, in terms of whether or not there would be a season. But I really do feel at this point that it's not a matter of if there's a season, because I feel like there's going to be one. It's just a matter of when. How do they do it? You know, do we chop September off the schedule and not have a non-conference slate? Or do they find a way to start it earlier and say, look, if everyone's back on campus in the beginning of August, let's practice for 2 weeks and move some of these games up. That way, if there is a wave that comes back in late fall or the start of winter, we're already pretty much wrapped up. You know, with every school maybe not playing, will the college football playoff be a thing this year? Are bowl games going to happen? You know, I don't know the answer to all those questions. I know that it's a lot to figure out at this point, but I'm sure there's some smart people thinking about it. Probably some non-smart, not smart ones too. But at the end of the day, I think everyone is willing to do whatever option, you know, brings a live college football season to Penn State fans, to college football fans, to sports fans. And so I think that they'll find a way to get this thing done. I really do.
Well, there's a lot there, Greg. And a lot of it, you started out as, you know, a fan. Am I just hoping that there's football of some type? The answer is yes. And if it's on TV only, I'm okay with that because we want football so badly. I do believe that the powers that be are concerned about the safety of the players. But I also believe, and this is not a bad thing, but the television contracts are worth so much. The livelihoods of a lot of people are dependent on that money that comes in. So I do believe that is part of the decision-making process. Now, I also believe that they're going to do everything they can to test the players often. If a player tests positive, you're not going to see him on the field. And that's probably going to be part of the whole context of this thing also. But, you know, the next question becomes, if there's a reduced crowd, how reduced is it? And how do they split up, you know, who gets tickets to what games? And that then becomes the next complicating factor, right, Greg?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, to me, it seems fairly, I don't know, simplistic. Yeah, you put all of the season, obviously, you know, you put anyone who has bought a ticket with, I think you'd have to skew it most towards the season ticket holders. I guess they haven't even probably put out general tickets yet. So it's just season ticket holders at this point. But I think you would draw a lottery system of some sort. And if you, you know, were one of the people selected, you have a couple of days to tell Penn State, yeah, I want to come, or no, I don't feel comfortable, I'd rather not. And then your seats open back up and they fill it however they need to fill it. And if they get to a point where they can't get enough season ticket holders in, then they open it up to the general public. So I think that it's doable. It'll upset some people, sure, but it's definitely doable, no doubt.
Yeah, I think you could end up with a kind of a split season. You get tickets to these games, I get tickets to these games. All right, that is it for quarter number two. Stick around. Quarter number three is Ask Greg.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.